We're up to Simen Tzadi Zayin. We have begun the laws of Rosh Chodesh. The laws of Rosh Chodesh, Halacha Beis. Simen Tzadi Zayin, Halacha Beis, is on page Reish Lamed Ches. It's almost time for new copies, new handouts. All right. Maybe even tomorrow. Okay, page Reish Lamed, I'm sorry, Reish Lamed Hey. The Hey looks like a Ches. All the Heys look like Cheses. Reish Lamed Hey Simen Tzadi Zayin Halacha Beis Mitzvah L'Harbos B'Suda B'Rosh Chodesh. There is a mitzvah to have a suda on Rosh Chodesh. V'Imchal B'Shabbos Yaseh Tavshil Echad Yoytzeh Mibishor Shabbosos. If Rosh Chodesh is chal on Shabbos, then a person should have an additional dish. In honor of Rosh Chodesh, a person should have something special. Over here in the Shi'odim Mitzion B'Halacha on the bottom, it says Ayin B'Nukhi Erechayim D'Sudas Rosh Chodesh Tzorech Liyos Tavka B'Yoyim U'Marim Mokim L'Zeh. I'm not sure what the Marim Mokim for this is, but he holds that you have to have the Suda by day. Having the Suda at night is not a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is a partial Yom Tov. Chazal tell us that the time before Matan, before the Chet Egel, it was a full-fledged Yom Tov. And because we sinned in the Chet of the Chet Egel, we lost this from us. And it was, but the women who did not fully participate, did not participate, did not give away their jewelry, they retained the mitzvah, this mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. Halacha Gimel. Rosh Chodesh Mutar Basias Malacha V'Nashim V'Hagos Shloim Asos V'Malacha Minna Kogon Hu V'Ein Lohakel Lohem. And Rosh Chodesh, one is allowed to do Malacha, it's not a full-fledged Yom Tov. However, women have the custom not to do Malacha, and it's a proper minuk, and women should not be naked. We once discussed this at length a while ago. Halacha L'maisa, we only applies to very selective Malachas, like washing clothing and spinning wool. Today, washing clothing in a washer and dryer, many places can say even that is mutter. Not everyone agrees to this because there's no tircha. I'm sure there's no tircha. Try doing it yourself. You'll learn very quickly there is a tircha, but it's not the Torah's definition. The Torah's definition of washing clothing involves...
Also, I don't know, my mother always espoused about not taking a haircut or
I don't know, that's Kabbalah, I believe.
That's
even for men. So, but as far as halacha is concerned, women can do malacha, and even those who do malacha, they can refrain. They should refrain from these two things: a spinning wool and knitting. That's all part of it. Creating fabric and washing clothing, again, like we mentioned before, that washing clothing is a controversy in halacha because we don't have, Baruch Hashem, one of the greatest inventions of the 20th century is the washing machine.
For the women, that was really work.
That's what it means. So when it says, they do it for psychological release, for some inner chanami.
But at the end of the day, they're knitting.
But on Shabbos, they don't do it. Shabbos, they can't do it. They're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. So malacha deraisa. So in inner chanami, this is something which not everyone has this minute. There are definitely women that don't. You'll say they'll run this by them, and they'll say, "I don't know what you're talking about. I never heard."
They never did wash in their life.
I never heard nobody. I never heard that there's a prohibition to do malacha. Okay, let's go to halacha dal halal tzorch lema b'amida halal. Now those of halal after halal must have said standing. V'lo yafsik bo, and one is not be mafsik in halal. Period. You have to say the halal from beginning to end in one shot. V'yishtad lema gal imat sibar. How come all of a sudden it got very cold here? What happened? Doors are open. What? Okay. One should say it together with the tzibur. A person comes with some halal. So here is a very big person comes late to shul. This is not so uncommon. A person comes late to shul in Rosh Chodesh and the tzibur is about to say halal and you have not even said Baruch Sha'amar. So what should you do? Should you begin to daven from the beginning of davening, or should you skip and say halal together with the tzibur? So the answer is you should skip. You should say halal together with the tzibur. Halal, part of the niv halal is saying it berovam, is to say it publicly. Then you should be mafsik in the middle of psukei de zimra to recite halal together with the tzibur. Sof. Ki birchas baruch shem baruch sishtabach olu lo gam lahal. Very big chiddush that he holds that since you are in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra, and Pesukah de Zimra is sandwiched between two brachas, baruch shem and yishtabach, that can be considered b'diyevid, the opening bracha and the ending bracha. You only can do this, you only can be makel and do this, only and you rely upon the two brachas on Rosh Chodesh. Because Rosh Chodesh, this that we say halal is only a minhag. In fact, this is one of the most fascinating minhagim in all of Jewish custom that we have. Halal on Rosh Chodesh. The reason why it's so fascinating is because it's one of the only minhagim upon which we make a bracha. At least those here in this room. Many there are what? Svarim don't make a bracha, and then there are minig Ashkenazim where only the shliach tzibur makes the bracha, and everyone answers amen. But a yachid only when it's said b'tzibur publicly there's a bracha made, but the yachid should not make a bracha because it's not a mitzvah. It's not a yomtif. It's not a real yomtif. We're only saying chatzi hal as a zecher that this in the past was a yomtif, and this one day will be a yomtif. It's a semi yomtif, and therefore it's a zecher. It's a custom to preserve the flavor of what this day really should be. So we say hal, but it's only a minuk. On a minuk, whoever said you make a bracha when you make a minuk, that's not a very common thing. Every minuk that we do, you make a bracha when you do kaparis. Do you make a bracha when you do Hashanis? Hashanis?
No, you don't.
You don't make bracha on minhagim. You don't make. So this is very unique in the world of minhag to make a bracha on minhag. Another example, you make a bracha on minhag is lighting candles in the Beis HaKnesses, Hanukkah candles. Because Hanukkah candles, there's no such thing. Hanukkah candles is ner ishu beso. To go light in the Beis HaKnesses is nothing more than a minhag. It's not dikra d'alacha. You're not going to find this anywhere in Shulchan Aruch that you're supposed to light candles in the Beis HaKnesses. It's a minug, and a minug which we also make a bracha in. You make a bracha. So these are, it's very unique. Now we said bidig, v'davka b'rosh chodesh yochel lasos ken kishama hal rak bidilug. Now by the way, why is it called bidilug? It's called chatzi hal. And the reason why it's chatzi, because it used to be that the two mizmarim, it used to be one mizmar. We have a tradition. In fact, this talk is something very good. I want to maybe spend the whole day on this, a whole session on this at the end. There's a fantastic article. It's not an article. It's a part of a sefer from Rabbi Mordechai Kornfeld. Rabbi Mordechai Kornfeld was probably one of the first people to put out Chidushe Torah over the internet. This goes back before even people even knew what the internet was. When no one had an email address, so he was already into technology. He's a very big Talmud Chacham. He's the one who heads the Kolol Iyun Hadaf. There's a website where they send out material to supplement the Daf Yomi. So this goes back probably at least 15 years. Before most people had email, he was already writing Chidush and sending it out via email. And then after a cycle or two, he took all of his best stuff and he put it into a book called Torah from the Internet. Now today, I guarantee you, no one today would have such a title, because today we live in a Haredi world where those two words don't go together. Torah and internet is mamish. Even if you're not part of that hashkafa, but you wouldn't put out a book with such a title. I guarantee you, especially you wouldn't put out. But this is before this. Just going to show you live in a different world. This is like before the dinosaur age. So he put out and he has there chidushim noirohim. Unbelievable chidushim. One parasha, I think it's parasha Shemos. I think it was last week's parasha, because parasha Shemos, the Eile Shemos b'nei Yisrael ha-bo'im mitzrayma, the last letters of the Eile Shemos b'nei Yisrael ha-bo'im mitzrayma is Tehillim. A lot of the Jushan, they talk about the chashivas of reciting them. So he has their fantastic article, which believe that we're going to go through one point in time of describing the various parakim in, how many parakim are there in Sefer Tehillim. If you open up your Sefer Tehillim today, you will see 147. 147. Open up an article sitter. Today there's 150?
Kufnun, yeah.
That's why you have Gemara Shabbos 150. It's the same.
150, not 147? Okay, so I take it back then. But the 150, but the problem is there are conflicting midrashim. There's a Medrash 147, 150. And he goes through exactly Aleph and Beis is really one, and he goes through the whole Shach V'Tari, and he shows, and he basically shows that it used to be that in when we say a Hallel, it's not the way it's broken up today in our modern numbering system.
Well, also, it shows it as one.
Is that when we say Hallel, we stop a Hafti Leilanu?
Right.
Those were really one. Those were really one. So when we only say half, we are really saying a half of a mizmar.
Right.
And that's not the way it appears in the counting today. Today, no, it's not. I don't think so. Yeah.
Loilan was together with Hashem Zecharanu.
It's one, and the other one also.
We split that.
It's one. Okay, so it is then. So those are split.
Okay.
So those are split. That's why it's called Chatzihal. Not because we say only half. Because if you count the words, it's saying like 80%.
You're only skipping two.
So why would you call it Chatzi? 80% is not Chatzi. So the answer is we're taking two of the major mizmorim, and we're only saying half of those two major mizmar. That's the answer. Most people don't know that. That's why it's called Chatzi Hallel, because of those mizmarim, and we do that on purpose to show that it's not a full-fledged Yom Tov. Fine. And there's a very big nafkamina. The nafkamina is when you say, everyone knows the halacha that when you say Mikra Megillah on Purim, everyone goes crazy. You have to hear every single word with every single tenuah, and that's why you come to shul with your own Megillah. Because if you don't hear one word from the Baal Karei, you're going to say it in your own Megillah. The truth is, you don't need your own Megillah. You can say it from Chumash. It's also just as good. It's a hiddur. Okay, so you have your own Megillah. You have to hear every single word. If you're missing one word, or you have all these horror stories where they recorded it and they went home and they listened. And he forgot to say a word, or the Emunah to come back to the shul. Okay, whatever it is, my advice is don't ask, don't tell. Just don't look for trouble. Don't look for trouble. What you don't know in halacha is good for you. That's true. It's true. I'm telling you. This is a halacha concept. There's a true mikvah. Hilchos mikvah. A woman goes to mikvah. I heard from Rav David Cohen. He says a woman goes to mikvah after she comes out of mikvah. She should put her hands in her hair. So in case later on she finds that there was a knot, she could assume that it was because what she did after she came out of mikvah. There are a lot of things like this. You have to be toila in halacha. You have to, don't look for trouble. You're not looking for trouble. But we do know if there is trouble, then you are in trouble. So why are we so makbid? Because kriyasa zuhilula. Because the laning, we don't recite halal on Purim, because the laning of, there are many reasons. One reason, because akati avdi achashvei v'shanan, it was a halal that occurred in Chutz Liaretz, so we don't formally recite halal in honor of a miracle that happened in Chutz Liaretz. But the more common reason is kriyasa zuhilula. The reading of the Megillah is the Hallel. Now, that's a very dangerous halacha, because it's brought down the Mishnah Berurah, works backwards. If kiryasa zuhi lula, and therefore we're so makbid to recite every single word of the Megillah, because the Megillah is the Hallel, and if you're missing one word, lo yatsa, therefore on a day when you mechuyev to say Hallel, you better be sure you say every single word clearly. Chanukah, the 8 days of Chanukah, the 9 days of Sukkot, the first 2 days of Pesach, when you say the complete Hallel and Shavuos, you have to be careful to say every single word. Hallel is not like Psukei de Zimra. Psukei de Zimra, you mumble it up. Okay, so you miss a word here, you miss a word there, you mumble it up. It's certainly not like V'hu Rachum Monday, Thursday. Okay? It's certainly not like Tachlin, where people don't even know what they said, if they said it. You have to be careful to say every...
You look for your title.
Every single word. It's very serious. Halal on Rosh Halal on Chanukah, Sukkot, Shavuos, the first days of Pesach, you have to be careful to articulate every single word of that Hallel, because Kriyasa Zuhilula, and the Megillah, every single word counts, the Hallel counts. It's brought down the Mishnah Berurah, Salach, Lamay Nafkamina, Rosh Chodesh, and the last 6 days of the last 6 days of Pesach or 7 days of Pesach, you don't have to be so careful. If you mumble a word, you miss a word, it's no big deal, because anyway you're not saying the entire hallel. You're just saying chatzi hallel. So what you're really doing is you're saying something like Psuke de Zimra. It's like a Psuke de Zimra type of hallel. So if you mumble a word, if the Shliach Tzibur doesn't say a word, alright, it's not the end of the world, it is okay. Yeah.
So Yachid, who's davening Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, said there was, what did they say the bracha?
No. Our minhag, the minhag among all of us is we all say a bracha, even if you daven biyachidus. That's the common minhag Ashkenaz. The common minhag Ashkenaz is you always make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh, even if you're davening at home all alone, you make a bracha. But we should be aware that it's a very big chiddush, because it's only a minhag, and a lot of the poskim are very disturbed, extremely disturbed as to why we're making a bracha. At kedei kach, the svardim do not make a bracha. And even among certain communities of Ashkenaz, it's enough for the shlich tzibur to make the bracha. Don't push it. Don't put the bracha upon every single individual in the Beis HaKnesses. Okay, but here he says over here we have this chiddush, and you come to the shul in the middle of Pesuk, the zimra, the starting halal, and you can say, since this is only very good, because since the bracha of halal is not a real bracha, it's a very weak reason to make a bracha, therefore you can be samach on the bracha, baruch shamar, and the bracha mishtamach to be the beginning and the end of your halal. Yeah.
Why do we not stand like Kriyas Megillah?
Why don't we stand? So that's not so silly. You'd be surprised. There are some poskim that say you should stand. We don't stand probably because, first of all, the Rambam holds that you should, the Gro holds you should never stand for Kriyas HaTorah.
Right.
Bechlal. Okay, so that even Kriyas HaTorah L'chatchila, there are many poskim that you should sit for Kriyas HaTorah.
Why?
So how?
Why sit?
Why? Because Torah should be learned by Yeshiva. That's the Gro Shita. The Gro is that Talmud Torah.
Also,
you should be dafka sit. This goes to show the Chayim Berlin, they're not the real. So the B'nai Torah. B'nai Torah have the custom to stand. And they're very makbid on this. They're very makbid that you should stand. What?
But that's the Rami Rutenberg's
thing. The Rami Rutenberg is a Shita? Nothing machalik between.
Stood, but the Ramesha said, but he never told his Kehila to stand.
To stand.
And therefore, you don't have to stand.
You don't have to stand.
It was a means chasidus. Okay.
The B'nai Torah, they're very makbid on this.
Yeah,
they're very makbid. They're very makbid. I know. In Yeshiva, there was a bach. He was sitting, and the Rosh Hashiva gave him a very hard time and says, "Why are you sitting? What are you sitting? You're a young, healthy teenager."
Because what do you call it? By Rabbi Gamliel, stand during learning.
But we don't do that anymore. That's Stanu Hadaras. We're too schwach. So once it changed, I don't know that you're right. There's more to it. But Kriyas, maybe Kriyas Torah is different. Maybe Torah Shabbat Sav, Torah Shabbat Peh. It's you being taught. I don't know the answer. But this that by Maker Hadin, well, I don't know Maker Hadin, different opinions, the Gra, the Chaya Adam, you should be sitting during Kriya Satara. So you're making a very good point. On the one hand, Mikra Megillah is Hallel, which demands standing, but Mitzat Sheni, it's also Ksuvim, it's also part of Tanakh, and it's certainly no better than the Torah. And when you combine Hallel is Mizmar, it's said by derech Shir, that's a different darg. It's not being said, you're not reading it from Klaf, you're not doing it midin Kriya Satara. So that's already different. Also, it's very long. Mikra Megillah is very long. Tircha de Tzibura, that's a very important factor. It's very long, and also concentration. So there are other factors. I once read an article that it's a very bizarre thing why it's so common among people who normally stand for Kriya Satara to the dafka sit for Mikra Megillah. We're not talking about communities where they sit all the time. If you sit all the time, it's going to hate. But let's talk about B'nai Torah. B'nai Torah, generally, you go into a yeshiva, any yeshiva, you'll find that on Shabbos, there's a hakpada, they should stand. Yeah, you'll go to the same shul, the same yeshiva. For Purim, you'll find everyone is sitting. Why? What's the difference? And it's not really clear. That's the answer. It's too long, it's too hard, it's not concentration, every single word, everyone should be behaving themselves. That's the real reason. But maybe you're right, You should stand. If you're standing, it's kiyos. You lose. A very good point. Let's go further. So here we have the davka brosh chodesh yochel lasas king kashem halal brak bidiluk v'chaim b'chol hamoid v'yabachem shel chalamoni yamachem shel pesach. When you're saying it bidiluk avol kishoyim halal sholem Chanukah. You only said a handful of times. So think about how often you say halal sholem Chanukah. 8 days sukkis, first 2 days of Pesach and Shavuos. That's it. You hardly ever say halal sholem.
9 days sukkis.
9 days sukkis. 9 days sukkis. Can you do so? You have to say the brachas. You have to say the brach. You have to say its own brachas. It's in its own league. The brachas are a chiyuv. It's not a minog. So now you can no longer piggyback off the brachas of Yishtabach and Baruch Shamar. You need the real deal. Now we're talking about saying Chol Hashem Yidakilim Chazon, the response, and on the Hashem Hashina. So the Chatchila, you should get someone to help you out so you can answer. You should say to them, Hoy Lashem, Kitab, they'll answer. In order that they should answer. In fact, we do this when you have the Seder. Not everyone has an opportunity to have ted by Seder. You all have a minion if you have a minion. So one person leads the Hallel, and the other people in the home, they respond, even though you don't have a minion. You have two or three people for at the Seder when you're saying Hallel.
Which
book
do you say at the end of
Hallel? Yeah, that's a machlokes. That generally,
according to most places, you don't.
Okay, that's a seder has a different set of rules. The seder has a different set of rules. That's a different story. But just talking about the Hoydul Hashem Kitov, this point he's making. Talking about Hoydul Hashem, the responding to Hoydul Hashem Kitov lechatchilu shall be done in a response. That's the way you say Hallel. The Iker Hallel is one person says one pasuk and everyone responds. Ashur Hashem ki go sus v'rochlo ramaviyam. Klal Yisrael, according to many Rishonim, Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one who said Oz Yashir, according to some opinions. And after every pasuk, Klal Yisrael responded, Ashur Lashem ki goy ogo. You need to have some type of participation in Hallel. And therefore, if you're down in Bechidus, if you can do it, if you can get someone to help you, it would be good. Yeah.
Chidim say by Mayruv, they say Hallel with the bracha because of the suffix of saying the bracha by the Seder.
They say it Hallel with the bracha because you need a minion. Because the bracha. You want a bracha and you want to have a minion. Okay, that's a whole shmuz and stuff.
No, but besides that, the fact that you say it, you don't say the bracha.
You don't say it by the Seder. So the bracha, right?
So you want to be able to say
why don't you make a bracha for various reasons. So you want to be able to make a bracha, so you say the bracha in Beis HaKnesses with the tzibur. Okay, there are two dinim of halal. There's a din of halal midin shira, and there's a din of halal midin. There are two b'shas anes, and then there's another two different types of halal. So one is in the Beis HaKnesses, and one is b'shas anes during the Seder itself. There's a whole shmuz to itself. When you say the word hodu, it's mashma that you're saying tachem. Hodu means an instruction. Hodu, you should give thanks. That is the mashmos of hodu. And if no one is answering, then you got a problem. Okay. Din amiras halal b'beis evel rachman l'stan ayin l'kamon simin reish sayin. What else in halal b'beis? So typically there are different customs. The most common custom today that I've seen is the oval goes out, the tzibur continues to operate, and the oval walks out, and that's the way it is. Does the oval even daven? So there are different minhagim. Some hold that the oval on Rosh Chodesh can daven on Rosh Chodesh in a regular shul, even the Beis Halal, until halal he goes out, he doesn't, someone else takes over for halal. Each shul has its own customs. There is a custom that in the Beis Ovel you don't say halal, period. It's not just the person. The whole house has a din of avelus upon itself. If this is where the oval is sitting, the whole house is Beis Oval, there is no halal said whatsoever. That's different minhagim.
Also a custom that the oval walks.
The oval,
in the Beis Oval, the oval walks out during halal.
That's what we said, that's the common. The common is the oval walks out and the people say halal. But there are also a minhagim where, no, in a Beis Oval, the avelus spreads to the mokom. It's a mokom that cannot tolerate halal being said at this mokom.
They're
not going to come because they want to say halal. They don't want to lose halal. They never lost halal their whole life. And today's not going to be the first day. So therefore, you have to accommodate them. So you say halal. I went to Rav Pam Zeichus Aglevach, was sitting shiva, I think for his brother, if I'm not mistaken. So I was then in his shir, and I went to the minion in his house, and he walked out. He, they said, the minion said halal, and he walked out. That's what he did in his house. After halal, after halal, we say kaddish shalim. After halal, we say kaddish shalim. Here's a little mixed up. The davening is of when you say kaddish shalim. Well, let's see first the bottom. Shem samloch alufka ois base on the bottom. Shem halal rak bedilok ayin b'shut avnei tzedek ham natam shein am b'rish chodesh achar brichas halal baruch shem kol malchus liyol on the web b'nei hasafik bracha chmos shaisin zeb b'richas tefillin. When you put on tefillin after you make the bracha, say Baruch Shem, so it's a bracha levatala. The chos of Shem atam ibnei sheyev shul the take of achar habracha, eev shuloy lahafsik ben habracha lahalel. You can't be mafsik because when you make the bracha has to be said. You make the bracha on halel, asher kedushanu b'mitzvos v'mitzvanu likro es ha-halel, and then you must say haleluka. You must immediately the bracha is over la asiyosin. When it comes to tefillin, you're not doing anything. Tefillin, yev shel hafsek ben abrocha lahal leachar amir hal kvar over zman. Then when you finish saying halal, you're going to say the entire halal. It's too late already. You can't go back and say baruch shem. The bracha was 10 minutes ago. How long does it take to say halal? Whatever it takes, but certainly it's going to be more than over lasiyosin. Tefillin seems to be saying that the gap of putting of tightening your tefillin is so short. You put on, you make the bracha, al mitzvah tefillin. The amount of time it takes you to put the tefillin into place, it can possibly be even less than 2 seconds.
You're not even mafsik.
What? We don't even know what we're doing. Does anyone here remember what they did today? Does anyone here remember? Go, it's all like an autopilot. Everything is an autopilot, but the amount of time it takes to push it down. What?
I was thinking the arming is the yom. You
got to
remember which day it is.
I'm telling you, one guy said shlishi for shishi. He says, well, it's the same size.
What?
One guy said shlishi for shishi. He says, it's the same size.
Yeah.
It's the same size. Okay. All right, but this is the halacha, so that's a very interesting point. Baruch Shem, Kol Malchus, Le'olam Voed, you say when you put on your tefillin, because you're not saying anything. You're just tightening the tefillin in its makom, so it's within 2 seconds, so you can say Baruch Shem. But when a halal, you're saying a whole halal, you have to make the bracha over the alasiyos. It's a very low. And that's the pashup shot. There are much deeper interpretations. And the deeper interpretations is, the truth is, you never make a bracha. When it comes to tefillin, he's just really just playing with this halacha, but the general, you never make a bracha where you're planning to say Baruch Shem. The reason why you say Baruch Shem Kvar Malchus Elyon when you put on tefillin is because there's an Inyan tefillin represent the concept of Baruch Shem Kvar Malchus Elyon Voed. What do you, the tefillin shalvot represent? V'rohu kol ame ha'aretz kishem Hashem nikro lecha v'yaru b'meka. That's exactly what Baruch Shem Kvar Malchus Elyon Voed. May Hashem's name be glorified. When you're putting on the Baruch Shem is a response, as a natural response to the mitzvah of tefillin. It happens to be that since there's also a suffix in you from supposed to make two brachas, so one bracha, it works out well for us. We got lucky. It's a good coincidence, and just in case, it was a bracha levatala, we're saying Baruch Shem. But Chazal would never, ever institute a suffix bracha to cover it up with Baruch Shem. They were primarily masaking the bracha, Baruch al mitzvah tefillin, and they were masaking, oh, you should say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus, because that's the reaction to putting on tefillin. The Kvod Malchus, the Shparuch, throughout the entire world should spread, should be revealed. We got lucky, because since there is a shita, a minority opinion, that it's a bracha levatala, oh, so Baruch Hashem, we're going to say Baruch Shem Kvar Malchus Olam Voed. But here, when you come into halal, there's no such thing as saying halal represents an idea of Kvod Malchus Yisparach Shmo. Doesn't exist, so there's really no purpose in saying Baruch Shem altogether. He just says over here, another technical reason, technicality, the reason why we're not going to say Baruch Shem is because it's not shaykh, because he's saying halal. Halal takes whatever it takes, 5-10 minutes, it's not shaykh, it's over, last yos, and you can't say Baruch Shem anymore. Halacha hey. What?
What about the
oh, so yes, you go kasha. So the last bracha should be a bracha levatala. At the end, so there you should say Baruch Shem. Very good. So this answer, why don't you say it haka there? So good. Maybe the answer is that if you didn't say it on the ikur, you're not going to say it on the tafel. If the ikur you don't say, you're not going to. Or you have to come on to what I just said is that there's no real reason to say Baruch Shem. He's just saying a little cute little thing over here to lighten things up. But it can't be that's the Iker. Halacha, hey. Li'achar hal, oimim kadesh shalim, and mutzien sefetah. This is where many balitzilim make a mistake. When you finish hal, you have to say kadesh shalim tiskabel. The shachris ends. Shachris ends with halal. And that's why you say kadesh shalim. And that means that the Kriya Satorah, it's very, we once discussed from Rav Ashkenazi. Remember, he has from Lubavitch, he has beautiful Chidush Torah on this, about the difference between Kriya Satorah. More than Kriya Satorah, but it's Asher Uvolatzion. There's a fundamental difference between Asher Uvolatzion on Rosh Chodesh and Asher Uvolatzion on non-Rosh Chodesh, because Asher Uvolatzion, when it's a weekday, is all included in the Ikar Tefillah. Yes. And when you say Tiskabel, the Tiskabel is also going back to the Kedusha of that you said in Uvolatzion. But in Rosh Chodesh, you don't have that option. On Rosh Chodesh, on Rosh Chodesh, I don't know why can't you have that option? That's a very good question. Why?
The Asher Yevolatzion goes to the Musaf.
It's part of the Musaf. It's part of the Musaf. It's not like part Shabbos. Of the Shachris. It's a different. It's a different.
It's like Shabbos.
It's like Shabbos. It's a different. No, it's a different.
It's only here.
Chanukah is only here because Chanukah there's no Musaf unless it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So you say Kaddish Shalem, Umoitzin Sefer Torah V'Korin Arba Yufur Aliyas Hakoyin Korei Shloishah Psukim Shem Vaydaber Tzavi Amarta Halevi Choyzer V'Korei V'Amart. We have a problem. You have to lay in at least three psukim, and the problem is we only have eight.
We only have five psukim until the psik.
So you have to have. So how do we find the solution? All the various. We'll go through all the details. But according to the now, this is also controversial. There will be minagra and the minag and minag non minagra. So here it says the common minag, the way it's printed in the back of the article sidurim. What it says to over here is that you the one that has the repetition is the second aliyah. So you start hakoyim kari shloish psukim shemaydaber tzavi amak. Those are the three first psukim. The halevi. The Levi choize v'kor v'amarta, pasuk number 3, es akeves echa, that's going to be pasuk number 4, v'asiris so'efa, and that is pasuk number 5. So there's going to be overlap. Overlap is one of the pasuk number 3 is overlap for the first and second aliyah, and then the Yisrael akore oilas. Oily reads the next two. Oily reads the next psukim. Oilas tamed ad of Rosh Chodeshem. The next series of psukim and revi kari of Rosh Chodeshem. What is the minigra? The minigra is the one who gets the first aliyah lanes the first three psukim, and the one that gets the second aliyah goes all the way until continues to the end. Right? I think that's how it does. Continues pasuk 4 or 5. Can you do that? Can you start two psukim before the end?
That's usually not
be stopping by reviews.
So what does it do? I forgot how it goes. Then
he continues. Then he makes a difference.
And then the third aliyah repeats the last three psukim. The third aliyah.
No, there's only one once.
But the third aliyah. Okay, I don't remember exactly, but the minigra, I don't know. But the minigra has an entirely different technique in breaking up the psukim. So if you daven in Eretz Yisrael by the Koysal, you got in Yerushalayim, so you look in the Siddurim, you have to be careful about Korei, and you lay in Rosh Chodesh in Eretz Yisrael, where many people in Eretz Yisrael, they follow minigra, the way they lay and they break up the psukim is different than the typical way it's broken up here in Chutz Li'aretz. Chutz Li'aretz is very simple. The second, the only thing that's repeated is going to be the third pasuk. The third pasuk is repeated by the Levi. The Kohen lanes the first three psukim. The Levi, we repeat pasuk 3 and we go to the end of the parsha. And then the third aliyah lanes the second parsha. And the fourth aliyah lanes of Rosh Chodeshem. Minagra breaks it up a little bit different. Halacha vav. Rosh Chodesh also betainis. Rosh Chodesh betainis of Hesped. The Ein Oim Boi Tzidik Adin. Also betainis and Hesped. No fasting and no hespedim, and we do not say tzidik hadin. If Rachmanu Litzlan, there is a levaya, there is no tzidik hadin, there are no mamados, and all of those things are not said. But a kelmole, they're different than hagim. What do you do by kelmole, Rabbi Mayevsky? Kelmole on Rosh Chodesh?
They don't say.
No. Everyone?
It says in the, you know, the...
Okay.
The rabbi's manual.
Yes.
Chayavim lekadesh. Now we're jumping ahead to kiddush levan. So one more halacha, one more, and then we'll stop. Let's say kiddush levan. Chayavim lekadesh levan b'chol chodesh. One has an obligation. You which means, let's say here, at least 50 minutes after sunset. The royal you have to be able to derive benefit from the light. If it's covered behind the cloud, if you can see it, if you can see the outline, it's shallow, you can see the outline, even though you can't see it directly, but there's a thin cloud that's covered, but you can see the outline, that it's good enough. If you begin to make the bracha, before you finish the bracha, you look up and it's gone, disappeared, it's okay. As long as you start when you can see it right away, so you go outside, you're waiting until it comes. But if you make an evaluation and you're not going to be able to see it before it gets dark, then you're not allowed, then you should, before it's hidden, you should not begin the bracha. You should not begin the bracha knowing that you're not going to be able to include the bracha before it is covered. But if you start and then to your dismay it was covered, it was unpredictable, then you are yoitz and you can finish the bracha. We learned this last week. Just like by the Mishkan, it says that they saw the badim. They didn't see the badim. The badim were covered by the paroches. They saw the badim pushing against the paroches, and that the Torah calls vayiru. Likewise, if you can sense that the levon is behind the cloud, that is sufficient. You can make the bracha. Ayin sham v'chein ayin beish lavram. If you can see most of the things that can normally be seen, in other words, you have to make some type of calculation. It's impossible to do this because we live in a city where there are so many lights, but if enough light is coming through the Levana that you can see what you would be able to see on the third night of the month, 72 hours after the Moilid, that's good enough. In other words, let's say now it's the 14th day of the month and it's a Kemat, a full moon. The 4th day, you see Mamash, a full moon, but the moon is covered. The moon is covered by a cloud, so not much light is getting through. But the amount of light that's getting through from a full moon through a cloud is more than the amount of light that you can derive from a teeny little sliver of the moon that is seen 72 hours after the moilet. So that's enough. That's the shear. You just need to have a shear of light. I'm sure they probably invented some type of electrical device where you can measure light, and I can tell you, probably on the iPhones they have such a device already, right? You take the iPhone, the moon is covered, so you point your iPhone to the Levana and the iPhone tells you if there's enough light coming out of the cloud, enough light to make the bracha. No, I'm sure they have technology. I'm sure they have technology for this. So that's all you need. Now he goes on to, but over here, he's talking to Hasidim. Hasidim, they wait until 7 days. Anyone here wait until 7 days? Anyone makpun on this? Rav Meir, you makpun on this? You to 7 days?
I used to say that Mitzvah Shabbos after the third day is just as good.
Just as good. Mitzvah Shabbos. Sorry, not maybe 7 days? Seven days? The moilet. Of course, I mean the moilet. That's what I mean, the moilet. 7 days after the moilet.
You should wait for seven, okay. But...
Chassidim are very backward on this.
You wait for seven, come out of Landau, there's no...
The Litva Shalom, they don't know from this, as far as I know. The people I know, 3 days after the moilet, that's it, go for it.
So you know what I mean, from day 4 to 50, you know. 4 to 14
is, you know, is the cloud. Yes, it's all go. Okay, the Chassidus will not touch it until 7 days.
Like I said, Rav Brown would do it after
Mitzvah Shabbos. Mitzvah Shabbos. Allah Zayin. They say that a lot of the people say that because since we live in America and you don't know what's going to be, you don't know what's going to be, so therefore you shouldn't play around. patim pitim b'shem shut sefer Yeshua the imar kiat sach v'nenim me'or halavana av she'en roina sab be'atzma. Let's say you get very little light. Let's say that the way that the moon is situated is you get nothing. You can't read anything. It's the so little light, but yet it's clear. The sky is clear. That you're definitely allowed to, even though you're not being nene. Gam ken yechol levarch va'agoy melisa hisik lavi says ayin shem if the situation is such where even though it's a clear night, there's such a small sliver where the moon is situated in a mokom where you don't really have any hana, he holds indeed you should wait. Okay, we will stop over here. He waits out. He's a chassidish.
He doesn't know. He
has a chassidish background.